If you just missed it a few minutes ago, we were talking about our trip to radio school in Chicago last week, all three of us, and it was great until we had to leave. Mm-hmm. And so we were held hostage in one of the major parking garages down in Chicago, five stories under the ground, five levels down. The gates went open, so we kept backing up, trying to find another way out. And finally, we made it out of there. But man, it was a stressful 30 minutes.
At least.
Yeah, that we spent there on the phone. They were buzzing the call centers and the operations managers trying to get the gate up.
You were incredibly calm, by the way.
You really were. Like, that's what I say all the time. I think if Jim had been my dad growing up, my life would have turned out so differently. You were so chill in the situation.
I didn't know what there's nothing any of us could do. Other than talk to them and make sure that they knew that we were down there and we were alive. So, but it was, you know, I'm sure we're not the only one. So we're asking if anybody else has had any parking garage horror stories. 426-5343. We even have comments on our Facebook page.
From locally, PNC Garage used to be cash only, and someone says they were trapped behind someone who didn't have any money. And, of course, there were two cars ahead of them.
Of course. At least that's the only good thing for us. We didn't have anybody behind us.
Yeah, thank
goodness. Except for at that one point, that girl that was trying to move.
Yeah, but we told her the gate won't go up, so she left us alone.
Yeah, I was like, beat it, sis.
All right, what did you want to say?
My husband and I took our two sons to Toronto, Canada, to go to the Hockey Hall of Fame.
Uh-huh.
And we stayed in a very nice hotel. You know, it was great. We got in just fine, enjoyed our stay. When it was time to leave, we had a mid-size conversion van back in the day.
Yeah.
And we got halfway out the exit ramp, and we got stuck. Ooh. In the exit. So my husband had to climb out the back of the van, walk down the ramp, and they said, oh, well, what are you driving? We explained it, and they said, oh, well, you can't get that van out. The exit ramp is smaller than the entrance ramp.
What?
Oh, the exit ramp is smaller than the entrance ramp?
Yes. Yes, they actually, we had vehicles backed up behind us that they had to back out so we could back out of the exit ramp to leave through the entrance ramp because it was too small.
Who makes exit ramps smaller than entrance ramps?
Don't know. A very messed up engineer is all I can say.
Jumpstart your morning with Jim, Carrie, and Angie on Classic Hits 101.7.